USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The unemployment rate is on the rise despite a better-than-expected October jobs report. The Labor Department says 261,000 jobs were added last month. However, the unemployment rate rose to 3.7%. This election cycle could be the most expensive ever. Analysis from the nonpartisan watchdog group Open Secrets estimates that 2022 elections are expected to cost more than $16.7 billion. That includes spending in both federal and state races. As far as what's driving people to the polls, Roy Nielsen tells CBS News it's all about the economy for him.
The last 2 years have been a disaster in so many ways, and we know that. I mean, disaster from the economy, from my 401k.
Some promising new numbers are being released regarding homeless veterans in the United States.
Veterans in the U.S. experiencing homelessness are seeing the biggest decline in 5 years. New data released this week shows the number dropped by 11% since 2020. There were more than 33,000 homeless veterans in January of this year, compared to more than 37,000 in 2020, according to the point-in-time count conducted by multiple government agencies. The new numbers show significant drops each year in homelessness from 2010 to 2016 as well. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
South Korea says it spotted 180 North Korean warplanes Friday. The South Korean military released a statement saying it detected the large number of North Korean warplanes in the region between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. local time. In response, South Korea has deployed 80 fighter jets. Don't forget, daylight saving time comes to an end this weekend. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
As Democrats continue to call Republicans a threat to democracy, the FBI is investigating allegations of harassment against a Republican candidate running for Congress.
Republican Representative candidate Pat Harrigan from North Carolina is accusing his opponent's political ads of lying and publicly displaying his home that has led to a shooting into his home and shots fired at his parents' home, lodging a few feet away from his children. Mr. Harrigan on Fox News Friday says desperation is leading Democrats to do anything to win the election.
It's because my opponent is desperate to do anything that he possibly can to talk about anything other than what actually matters in this campaign, which is the economy, inflation, rampant crime, declining educational outcomes for our kids. It doesn't matter what he has to manufacture, he is willing to trade my security and my family's security to score political points, and it's reprehensible.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Daylight saving time is coming to an end this weekend. However, there's a growing push to stop the biannual changes, with doctors saying it's important to keep it lighter later into the night. NBA star Kyrie Irving says he's deeply sorry to have caused the Jewish community pain. The Brooklyn Nets point guard has faced backlash since tweeting out a link that promoted a film featuring anti-Semitic tropes. The Nets suspended him for at least 5 games. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.